This is K-Pop Sunday, brought to you by your K-Pop Sunbase before you have to go back to work on Monday. We are your hosts, Odar,
Min,
and JR.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, we will be talking about one of the most iconic and beloved duos in the history of Korean music, Deuce. Although Odar did an article about Deuce and their music last year, we wanted to have a full podcast episode dedicated to them as well, as their 30th debut anniversary was this year and there have been updates since the article was published. So we felt that this would be a good time to do an episode on them. So let's get back into Deuce, their music, and their legacy.
Deuce was a dance and hip-hop duo that was active from 1993 to 1995. The two members were Lee Hyun-do and Kim Sung-jae, who were friends since high school. Lee Hyun-do was the main writer and producer for their music, while Kim Sung-jae was in charge of their style and was good at making friends in the music industry. Although at times, they would work with stylists Yoon Kyung and Jung Bo-yoon. Both of the members of Deuce were strong dancers who came to be inspirations for scores of future artists. Deuce is pronounced like the English word deuce, D-E-U-C-E, but it's spelt like the French word for two, D-E-U-X, which made it a fitting name for the duo. They had three main albums, but also released a few compilations and remixes as well. Most of these albums were released through the agency Muse Planning, and in my opinion, these same-age friends were destined to debut together.
Lee Hyun-do, born on September 5th, 1972, had been dancing since elementary school, and by the time he was in high school, he had become famous in his neighborhood for it. As for Sung-jae, he was born on April 18th, 1972, and moved around a bit when he was young, including spending quite a lot of his formative years in Japan. Coincidentally, a student from Japan transferred to the same high school as Lee Hyun-do, and they quickly became friends. This person made friends with another transfer student from Japan. He introduced the new student, Kim Sung-jae, to Lee Hyun-do and said he thought they would fit well together. As it turns out, he was right. They clicked immediately and grew to be best friends. Their friendship encouraged both of them to broaden their horizons. For example, dancer Hyun-do introduced Sung-jae to black music, and skater boy Sung-jae introduced Hyun-do to the brand Vans.
Like many great artists of the 90s, Deuce got their start in the entertainment industry as backup dancers. They danced on stage with the SM artist Hyunjin Young, who was the first artist to debut from SM and had a connection to most of the major players in early K-pop. He primarily stuck to New Jack Swing and hip-hop in his early years, which were genres the future Deuce members would go on to be famous for. Everywhere he performed, his dance team, Wawa, went with him, and they even had their own fans. There were a few change-ups to the team over the years, with the first generation of Wawa including Ko Hyun-yup and Kang Won-bae, who eventually debuted as the iconic duo Klon. According to Hyun Jin-young, Ko Hyun-yup and Kang Won-bae had to leave due to their military service. Before they left, they told the singer that they were friends with somebody who would be a good replacement for them, Kim Sung-ye. They had all danced at the Moonlight Club and became friends from it. Hyun Jin-young went to see Sung-jae dance and liked his unique style. Sung-jae fit into Wawa well, but he wasn't the only one. At one point, Sung-jae went up to Hyun Jin-young and recommended his close friend Lee Hyun-do. Sung-jae told the singer that his friend was a good dancer and told him to see for himself. But when he saw Lee Hyun-do working hard after dance rehearsal, he warmed up to him. At one point, they were down to three dancers: Sung-jae, Hyun-do, and a guy called Sung-wook. But unfortunately, while Sung-jae and Hyun-do had great chemistry, Sung-wook was kind of third-wheeling it, and he eventually left.
This led to the start of the second generation of Wawa. Unfortunately, their time together was relatively short, as Hyun Jin-young was arrested on September 6, 1991, for habitually smoking marijuana, along with other individuals who were also doing it. He was sentenced to about 2 months in prison, then was on probation. While he was away, Sung-jae started studying for college, and Hyun-do got into composing music. According to Hyun Jin-young, Sung-jae and Hyun-do were preparing to become singers, and Hyun-do had showed his music to him as well as Lee Soo-man. Both were pleased with the music they heard, and Hyun Jin-young even proposed putting Hyun-do's music on his next album. Before Sung-jae and Hyun-do could follow through with their plans to debut, Hyun Jin-young was ready for his comeback. His second album featured the hip-hop title track You in Vague Memory and was a roaring success. Kim Sung-jae, Lee Hyun-do, and a couple of new dancers accompanied Hyun Jin-young's performances as he became more popular than he was before his incarceration. Soon after doing promotions, Sung-jae and Hyun-do were ready to debut. At first, they asked if they could take the name Wawa with them, but Isumon said no. So, the duo left. They had two things going for them. The first thing is that they had a lot of experience on stage and were recognizable from it, but the second and most important thing is that when they left SM, Lee Hyun-do took his music with him and would go on to use his work for their debut album.
Lee Hyun-do and Kim Sung-jae debuted as Deuce on April 23, 1993, although some sources list alternative dates. Deuce were considered as being part of the new generation of musicians who emphasized difficult, and at times, dangerous, moves in their choreography. Their first album, Deuce, had the same name as the duo and was released on April 23, 1993. Photos from this album were done by photographer An Sung-jin. Deuce, the album, had 8 tracks that were mostly written by Hyun-do, including the title track Look Back at Me, which is about a guy longing for a girl who doesn't love him. According to DJ Kim Young-cho, it was the first K-pop hit in the genre of New Jack Swing. The music video for it opens with beatboxing at the beginning of the song and shows fast cuts of the guys dancing in front of a building with a large green door and indoors on motorcycles. Dancing is the main focus of the video and shows lots of b-boy moves. As for their attire, Sung-jae wears a black t-shirt, jeans, and a baseball cap, and a backpack. Hyun-do, on the other hand, wears a white shirt, army green long shorts, a backwards red baseball cap, sunglasses, and a backpack. Their first album is very polished and intentional. The first track on the album was Deuce Theme, Intro, which made it clear that their goal was to, quote, change the way you look at us with a dull face into a smiling face, unquote, and went on to urge the audience to action, saying, quote, we're calling you from here, but you're just listening or watching. We just want to make you dance. Oh, the choice is yours, unquote. A number of tracks on this album are about sad love, but the sixth track, In the World, You, had a different message. It was about taking responsibility for your mistakes and included the topics of pollution and the environment with lyrics like, quote, we're always mad at our mistakes, air pollution, destruction of nature, you still resent all of this, but even the car you're in now is spewing smoke, unquote. It was the only song ever written by Sung-jae, though it was still composed and arranged by Hyun-do, and showed that he too had talent in songwriting.
Their first broadcast was in May, but they weren't received very well. Lee Hyun-do later talked about how dumbfounded he was that the audience didn't clap and remained silent. However, a week later, their music was played constantly, and they finally received a good reaction from the audience during their third broadcast appearance. By fall, they were commonly seen performing at various events. For example, in October, they were on the 93rd Hangang Festival. But in the strange twist of fate, they were scheduled to perform at a concert for singer Kim Min-young on November 13th. He had been touring around the country with Hyun Jin-young since October 16th, and this likely was the first time Deuce would have been on stage with him since their debut. They would also be joined by popular singers Kim Gun-mu and Kang Soo-ji. However, before the concert was set to start at 4 p.m. at the Daegu Prince Hotel, Hyun Jin-young was arrested again. Although he struggled with drugs for a number of years, he eventually did get clean and is still active in the entertainment industry. However, Hyun Jin-young and Deuce wouldn't be seen together on stage ever again. But Hyun Jin-young is still supportive of both members, as he is with Wawa alumni Klon and Jinushan's Sean.
Later that year, Deuce released their second album, Deuceism, on December 30th, 1993. The fast turnaround of less than a year between albums is because their first album had been done since 1992, but its release had been delayed due to company issues. All 13 of the tracks on Deuceism were produced by Lee Hyun-do. Urinin, We Are, was the title track that got them first place twice on SBS's TV Gaio 20 for May 22nd and 29th. Its climb to the top was probably obvious when it ranked 4th on March 22nd and 5th on April 23rd on Music Box, which was basically a predecessor of Melon Charts. We Are is a song about moving forward after heartache and had lyrics like, quote, again, I've been living in regret, but now I'm running towards the unknown light, unquote. The music video for it has fast cuts between the guys dancing in front of a graffitied wall, in front of a large fan that kind of shadowed them, and of them shadowed outside. The shots are either in black and white or very yellowed, which is a cool effect. Like Look Back at Me, the focus was also on their dancing. For this promotion, the guys had two main outfits. black pants and dress shirts with large backpacks, and Sungjae wearing a baseball hat, or them in black suits with targets in white on the back of the jackets, and Sungjae wearing a backwards messenger hat. The second outfit, or at least replicas of it, were seen earlier this year at the Vans party for Deuce's 30th anniversary, which was actually kind of cool to see them. And in my opinion, this album was where Lee Hyun-do truly flexed his writing ability. For example, Beat So Kaesol, In the Rain, used the imagery of rain as tears, and Kaesong, Individuality, went beyond simply encouraging the listener to be their own person with lyrics like, quote, "There is a universe in my head right now, my own world. All other thoughts are in me. So are you. Now your eyes are filled with your own feelings. Show me that." Unquote.
Then there's Yakhan Namja, Weak Man, which is a nervous confession song that doesn't go well. The music video has various sets with Deuce dancing outside in the rain at night, outside at a park, and indoors around a pool table. There were many outfit changes for this one. They kept a casual look with sunglasses, t-shirts, and jeans, but at times they were wearing the same outfits as they were for Look Back at Me, but with different hairstyles. Another song we want to mention is Go 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 with H2O, which is about hobbies and filling up your time with what you enjoy. This album is iconic and was actually listed twice on the top 100 Korean popular music list in 1998 and 2007, years after its release. Which is hilarious because when the album came out, some seniors in the industry told Lee Hyun-do that it wasn't any different from the first album.
As you can see, Deuce's popularity surged in 1994. At the beginning of the year, Deuce was listed on a survey about popularity done by the Kia Group. Out of the 500 high school students in Seoul who responded, 11.8% said that Deuce's clothes were imitated by the new generation. On June 4th, they performed at the 94 Towards Tomorrow Youth Concert that was held at the Jamsil Main Stadium and was sponsored by the Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism. Later that month, on June 26th, their performance on SBS Live TV Song 20 aired. They also performed on the 400th episode of the popular show Saturday, Saturday is Fun, which aired on July 12th. Excitingly, in addition to these performances, they also had large concerts. On July 24th at Jamsil Olympic Gymnastics Stadium and later on the 31st at the Busan Civic Center. Then, on August 6th, they were listed in an article along with other popular celebrities who were dominating the music scene.
But that wasn't where the big events of 1994 ended for Deuce. Far from it, actually. While Deuceism was technically released in 1993, it was mainly promoted during 1994. However, soon after promotions for their second album wrapped up, the duo soon had a compilation album ready to go. Rhythm Light Beat Black was released with 14 tracks. While one might assume it was a standard compilation album, the remixes of the previous releases are able to stand on their own. There are also a few new tracks, including the album's title track and hit song, Yoreum Anaeseo, In the Summer, which is about someone having their feelings returned by someone they love. The song is very cheerful and compares their joy to various aspects of summer. The music video for it was directed by Kim Sehun, who would also go on to do H.O.T.'s Haengbok and Hope. It was filmed at Hyeongpodae Beach, which was the inspiration for the song after Hyun-do was awed at the view. In the music video, Deuce and their dancers danced on the beach and fooled around in the waves together. There are also some shots of them traveling through the airport together and performing on stage. For this promotion, Deuce and their dancers were primarily wearing white t-shirts and black long shorts. Sungjae, of course, accessorized with a white hat and sunglasses. At times, they were also wearing white suits with no shirt underneath and sunglasses, though they can be briefly seen in yellow suits.
Another new song is Tono Boryo, Leave It feat. Haejin Jung, which is a very upbeat breakup song. It has lyrics like, quote, "Thank you so much that there are many wonderful people in the world I learned because of you, so I will never look for you again," unquote. The music video for it starts with a flashback to the music video for Look Back at Me. Then it cuts to a white set with Deuce at times in front of microphones. Sometimes you see them standing with the woman who presumably does the vocals for parts of the song. The styling is very sharp, with the dancers in black, while Sungjae and Hyun-do switch between wearing white and black suits. When Hyun-do is wearing a white suit, he has a red hat. Their hairstyles are also different from usual, with Sungjae showing off his buzz cut and Hyun-do sometimes flipping his long hair. This is also the first appearance of a pair of chunky goggles that show their name on one lens and the target from We Are on the other.
There are two other songs of interest from this compilation album that we want to mention. The first one is We Are, Power Up version, because it has a music video. It's different from the original and has faster cuts of them dancing in multiple locations. The second one is a piano version of the song Another Sadness, which was a song on Deucism. It's played by Bae Jong-un, and is actually pretty nice, but very short.
After Rhythm Light Beat Black was released, Deuce continued to have major events. On October 3rd, they performed with other popular artists at a concert to help children from low-income families. The proceeds from the concert was to help them by covering the costs of surgery for children from low-income families who were suffering from congenital heart diseases. Later that month, on October 23rd, Deuce was honored with an award by their alma mater. Myungji University was celebrating its 46th anniversary by throwing a party. Along with Deuce, multiple celebrities received a Myungji Award for making the school shine. 1994 was a very successful year for Deuce, and everyone was looking forward to what 1995 would bring for them.
Their third and final album, Force Deuce, was released on April 13, 1995. There was quite a lot of hype for it, and it sold 1.4 million pre-orders, and then an additional 800,000 copies within 3 months. There are two album covers for it. One is a colorful swirl, and the other is of them together in the sand. The photo shoot for the second cover was done in the US back in summer of 1994. There's actually a behind-the-scenes video of it that starts with a clip of Hyundo explaining what's going on while Sungjae plays around in the background. The title track, Kureru Bosona, Break Off the Yoke, Mo Funk version, is a heartwarming love song. It's about a guy whose girl didn't give up on him, so he overcame and is free to love her. But what did he overcome? Well, Saren, friend of the show, had a thought about this that I am going to quote because we think she explained it perfectly. Quote, "The protagonist is breaking away from the hypocrisies that stood before him, the restraints that held him back. To Saren, it can be interpreted in two ways. One being a love song about breaking free from the obstacles after the protagonist discovered something more important than freedom. The other being a song about being enlightened and seeking emancipation from everything that held him back." Unquote. Thank you for that, Saren. Before explaining the music video, we do want to warn viewers that it contains a lot of flashing lights that even those without light sensitivity will probably have issues with. While lights are flashing, Deuce dances between a few scenes. In front of a store, on a dark stage with lights, and looking down on a camera that is aimed at the sky. They're dressed in black suits with red ties. At times, they wear black t-shirts and camo pants. Sungjae has yellow glasses, while Hyundo has black glasses. Hyundo also has a cane with a handle that appears to be carved white wood, while the shaft is black. This song had a couple of number one wins, including 4 on SBS's TV Gaio, 20 for episode 56 on June 11th, episode 57 on June 18th, episode 57 on June 25th, and episode 60 on July 16th. In addition to this song, the sidetracks for this album are also well done and have a few interesting topics.
After Arguing is about a couple fighting and the man feeling bad because he knew it was his fault. The music video for it was filmed in Madrid, Spain, and shows Deuce dancing in front of a building with graffiti. Sungjae wears white pants and a mostly open, button-up green shirt, while Hyundo has a similar style, and both of them wear dark wash denim jeans. At times, Sungjae has black pants and Hyundo has a tucked-in long-sleeve brown shirt and goggles on his neck. As it is very bright out, both of them wear sunglasses. At one point, the scene changes to Sungjae getting off a bus and wearing a black long-sleeve shirt and white pants. For the rest of the music video, the guys are singing while sitting on a stone bench. Hyundo is playing his cane from Break the Yoke like it's a little piano. Very cute.
Meanwhile, Confusion of Consciousness is about being stressed over time, competition, and more. It has lyrics like, quote, "It's easy for others to succeed. It's easy to outrun me. But I really don't want to fall behind them either," unquote. Very relatable. The music video for it was also filmed in Madrid, and shows Deuce dancing in front of large wooden doors and garage doors. They also dance in front of graffiti walls and on streets. Sometimes they're around at night near old buildings. There are a lot of added effects with this one. Throughout the duration of the music video, they're dressed in a few different outfits. One they both have includes white pants and mesh long-sleeve shirts under black shirts with a design. At one point, they're both wearing small Superman shirts paired with black pants for Hyundo and white pants for Sungjae, which it actually kind of looks kind of comical, but they're both really fit, so it works. I don't think a lot of people could have pulled off that look, though. Another has Sungjae in white pants and a black shirt and a blue jean jacket and a baseball hat. Meanwhile, Hyundo has jeans, a red t-shirt, a blue bandana, and goggles. Hyundo also has the cane again. It's just kind of sad, though. They were in Madrid, and at one point, there's video of them between filming the music video. They went out to a ranch, and they learned how to do bullfighting. And I kind of wish some of that footage made it into one of the music videos, because there's at one point where Sungjae just, like, gives up, runs away from the bull, and he just, like, runs to Hyundo in the audience trying to get him to save him. It's pretty funny.
Sangcho, Wound, is about a man being too attached to his girl and recognizing that it isn't right. The music video for it starts with Sungjae singing solo in the dark with a light on his face. For the rest of the video, Deuce are dancing at night behind a fence or at the base of a large staircase. As always, they look cool. Like the rest of their music videos, their dancing is the focus. So the guys are in casual outfits again. Sungjae is in a white shirt, blue jeans, arm guards, and a baseball hat. Meanwhile, Hyundo is wearing brown overalls, a black tank top, and a black beanie. At other times, they're wearing hockey jerseys and gray camo pants, and Hyundo has a bandana on his head. In other scenes, they also wear black pants, black tops with white lines, and weird puffy sleeve tops that look detachable from behind. This comment is more obvious when they do interviews, and you can see them up close, and it looks like they have to put them on backwards. Which is so funny. Sungjae also has a cane at times here, but it isn't with him constantly, like the one Hyundo has had. It's also not as fancy as Hyundo's.
Hyundo took that with him everywhere. Like, there's multiple interviews where, like, he's just clutching it. It's actually kind of funny. I wish we saw more canes, especially, like, nice canes, being, like, used more often in K-pop.
Mm-hmm. There are a few other songs you want to note from this album. One is In the Mood, a love song that includes lyrics in French. There is also Rumination, which involves thinking about how Deuce's dreams from youth came true and about their current situation in life. The final song we want to mention is Only For You, which is a breakup song. This one is special because it was the first song Lee Hyun-do produced and was the song he showed to Hyun Jin-young and Lee So-man before debut that they both were enthusiastic about. There is no music video for it, but there is a fan video on YouTube that uses the song over clips from a show that Deuce appeared on. The 62nd episode of the SBS show Good Friends aired on July 8, 1995, and the segment Deuce was on was a mini-drama. It showed Hyundo and Sungjae liking the same girl, but Hyundo asks her out first. She ends up dumping Hyundo to be with Sungjae. We wanted to mention this fan video because the SBS site that the full episode is on only shows the first 3 minutes of the show free. And those first minutes only show the hosts of the show being cringe with no Deuce in sight.
Yeah, so just go watch the fan vid. You get the same experience as if you went to the SBS site, but shorter. You don't have to look at the hosts, and it's free. For now. Till SBS takes it down.
Anyhow, Force Deuce was a fascinating album and is understandably popular with fans.
There are a few interesting events during this time. On May 14th, an episode of an NBC show aired where the host had them play games to pair them up with girls, but there were also cheerleaders in the background. Then, in June, they appeared on the Japanese TV show Asian Beat. They had so much fun with the two hosts, and Sungjae, who smiles and laughs very easily, laughed a lot. While Sungjae was very comfortable speaking Japanese, Hyundo said he didn't know the language and he tried his best. Which, personal opinion, as someone who actually speaks some Japanese, I thought he was pretty decent. He really could hold his own. Like, he understood all the jokes that were going on. So he could at least interact much better than a lot of other idols who just rely on a translator. The reason why we're mentioning this is that they became the first Korean singers to top Japan's Fuji TV's Asian Beat chart. Sadly, it was at this peak that the duo's end soon came.
Deuce announced their disbandment at a press conference on June 17, 1995. The reason they gave for this was mental and physical exhaustion due to their excessive schedules. Lee Hyundo later said that they had around 7 or 8 schedules, and when he went to broadcasting stations, there were rehearsals, so that added even more. While fans were devastated by this news, they could still take comfort in the fact that the duo were still close friends. In an interview broadcasted on NBC Top Music 2 days after the news on June 9th, they looked calm together. Even though they were tired, they weren't tired of each other. They wrapped up their last events well. They had their final performance at a festival in New York for SBS USA. Their final performance on a music show displayed their greatest hits and was a beautiful send-off for them. Although the time they were active might seem short for a group, it actually was the right time for them. When Hyundo first thought about disbandment during their second album, he wanted to do it while they were at the height of their popularity, and that was exactly when Deuce disbanded.
Deuce's final concert occurred from July 15th through the 17th of 1995. Luckily for fans, it was preserved as a recording. Deuce Live 1995, 07, 15, 16, 17 was the final release the duo did together. On the 16th, Hyundai Broadcasting aired HBS Special Deuce Farewell Concert of this event. Luckily, somebody uploaded the entire concert onto YouTube. We have it linked in our script if you want to watch it for yourself. Aside from the setlist being great, this concert summed up Deuce well. Each had a chance to shine with solos, but so did their dance team Pose. There's a segment where each of the dancers, and Deuce themselves, show off their dance skills. During Break of the Yoke, Tough Rough version, family members of Hyundo and Sungjae come up on stage. They stayed through to the end of the final song, To the One You Love. At one point, Hyundo and Sungjae wandered away from their dancers and family members, and we got a few final moments of them together as Deuce.
In the credits of this concert, Deuce were listed multiple times. Hyundo was listed as the music producer, Hyundo and Sungjae were both listed under stage management and art direction, Sungjae was listed under stage fashion design, and interestingly, under the dance director section, Deuce and Pose were listed. Pose was primarily Deuce's dance group, similar to Hyunjin Young and Wawa, but they did work for other artists and had different lineups. At the time of the concert, the members of Pose are listed in the credits as being Jung Si-young, Jeon Myung-soo, Jo Hyun-young, Oh Chang-suk, Lee Sung-gyup, So Han-sung, Shin Yong-hoon, Shin Yeon-jong, and Lee Kyu-suk. They also thanked Yedong, Allmart, World Music, as well as other employees and executives. Finally, they thanked everyone who came during the three-day concert and sang along and were happy together. Truly, it is one of the finest disbandments in Korean music history.
When Deuce called it quits, the members took a rest period, then jumped into solo activities. At the time, Lee Hyun-do planned to study at the Berklee College of Music. He eventually became a solo rapper and released quite a few albums. As for Kim Sung-jae, at the time of disbandment, there were two paths he was considering. One was to study fashion, as he had a good eye when it came to choosing clothes and even stage outfits. However, the path he ultimately chose was to continue being an entertainer. Sungjae released his solo album, Kim Sung-jae, on November 19, 1995. As mentioned earlier, even though Hyundo produced most of Deuce's songs, Sungjae's talent in lyric writing was apparent from their debut album when he wrote Sesang Sogeso Kutten, In the World, You. However, Hyundo ended up producing this album because, duh, they were still friends and Hyundo had handled his previous work, knew what he liked, what style he was going for, etc. Of course, he was going to gift an album to Sungjae. However, Hyundo does appear on Sungjae's album on the track Hip Hop Junction. In the same year, Sungjae had also signed a contract with a brand called Storm London, which recently launched in 1994 to be their fall-winter season model. The sole news about him becoming a model for Storm London attracted buzz towards the brand, and Storm would become a popular brand among the general public despite its expensive price. He was also preparing for a new photo shoot that was supposed to be taken with rookie models selected through Storm's exclusive audition, which unfortunately didn't materialize due to the events that followed.
The title track of Sungjae's solo album, So To Say, also referred to as I Told You, it was received well, and was also when his most iconic look was ever seen during his solo music show debut. Many fans, and even Lee Hyun-do himself, continued to reference this hockey or snowboarder gear inspired look, and it was uniquely him. The music video for it was filmed in LA. It shows Sungjae being interested in a girl and wanting to impress her with his car, but she's with another guy. He works on his car to get it ready to race against this other dude, and then he gets the girl in the end. In between the scenes are shots of him dancing in two main outfits. A white tank top, a blue jumpsuit with arms tied at his waist, and a red knitted cap, or a jacket, black overalls with the top down, and a blue knitted cap. His iconic hockey outfit is not featured here and is only seen on his debut performance. He returned to Korea from filming in the US on November 15th, and a few days later, he had his solo debut. There was an air of celebration around Sungjae on November 19th. There is footage of him smiling widely after his performance, and at one point he interacts with Sotaejeon boys in the hallway before they go on stage to perform. A side note, we've never seen YG smile as much as he does when hugging Sungjae before leaving. There is lots of joking around, and Sungjae stays with his team to watch Sotaejeon boys perform Come Back Home.
Unfortunately, Sungjae's career was cut short when he suddenly passed away the next day on November 20th, 1995. We're not going to be discussing this in detail as we don't want to get into speculation over it, especially since there's already numerous pieces of content out there about this that only talk about Sungjae in terms of his death, which we don't condone. However, here's the gist. Sungjae was found with multiple injection marks in his right arm, and at first it was thought that he had been using drugs. However, it was soon determined that he didn't have drugs in his system, and his manager and coworker stated that he wasn't a drug user. His girlfriend ended up being a prime suspect and was initially convicted of causing his death and was sentenced to life in prison. This was because it was found that before Sungjae's death, she had recently purchased an anesthetic used for animals and magnesium sulfate, both of which were found in his system, among other things that she did, which she just has a big mouth. However, the guilty verdict was eventually overturned in appeals and by the Supreme Court. She has always claimed she's innocent and fights anyone who claims otherwise, or anyone who tries to sort of say, hey, we don't know what happened to Sungjae. We have questions. She will fight them. So that is the situation as of this recording. As for Sungjae's final resting place, its location is public knowledge and fans visit him every year. Even 24 and 26 years after his death, fans still meet there to celebrate his life in a big way by bringing gifts, sharing fond memories, and even putting up banners to attract attention to the site. Like, the appearance of it kind of comes off as like a miniature fan meeting. Like, it sort of has that air to it when they do that. However, on February 13th of this year, it was reported that someone claiming to be a fan had vandalized his memorial and had been arrested. Sungjae's mom discovered that everything from items left by fans to a tree she planted was uprooted. The perpetrator claimed she did it because she was worried about people leaving stuff that would harm Sungjae. She apologized, but hopefully nobody else gets a bright idea to do something like this again. Because my gosh, Sungjae's family has gone through so much over the years, and this is just another thing. It was just like, can y'all stop? However, this isn't where the story of Deuce ends.
A few months after Sungjae's death, Deuce Best was released in 1996 by Deuce's former company. It contained 14 of their most popular tracks, but was rumored to have been done without Hyundo's prior knowledge or approval. As for Hyundo's reaction to the news of Sungjae's passing, he was devastated. He had been in the US during Sungjae's solo debut and had a great conversation with him right before he went on stage. He later talked about this call and said that Sungjae's voice sounded so excited. So when he heard about Sungjae's passing on the news the next day, at first he thought it was a hidden camera prank and didn't believe it until eventually it hit him that it was true. In fall 1996, Lee Hyun-do released his first album, Do It. The title song, Saja Hu, The Lion's Roar, is about him saying he's going to rise up again after suffering so much. The music video for it has a lot of fire imagery and, understandably, angst. There were two songs on this album that specifically reference Sungjae. Chinguege, to my friend, is an expression of grief with lyrics like, quote, you who always breathe by my side, how can you no longer exist, unquote. The music video for it shows Hyundo looking sad in a room with a piano while clips of him with Sungjae play. The other song is Sungjae Pyeoreul Wihan Goyoham, Love, Fear. The lyrics are heartbreaking when considering the context of the release. Quote, every time I hold you, I get scared. My heart bursts endlessly. Before I knew you, my appearance was like in still time. Before I loved your eyes, I'm just buried in the sand of time. There was the painful traces of my burnt heart are forever erased. If not, what else can I do other than love only you? Unquote. If you look up the music video for this song, you'll find two results. One starts with gold lettering and basically flashes through past MVs and performances of the duo. There's a flash of text on a screen at one point that says in English, quote, he was found dead, unquote. It also shows some of Hyundo's solo music. This one is very much about the two of them, not just Sungjae. It feels like a fan-made music video, but there's Mnet branding on it. It finishes with a shot of Deuce hugging and Sungjae smiling. The second was shown on April 9th, 1997 on KBS Gaio Top 10 in front of a live audience, who you can hear along with the music. It shows flashes of past music videos, performances, and footage. Just a heads up though, it also has footage of Sungjae's memorial service when Hyundo was grieving. This one has more of a focus on Sungjae, but there's plenty of clips showing the two members together since this was an unreleased song of theirs. Understandably, he wanted to do something more for his best friend.
On March 1st, 1997, Lee Hyun-do released his own compilation album, Deuce Forever, dedicated to Sungjae. It had a lot of their hits, but also some songs intended for his best friend. The title song for the album is Love, Fear, which was on his solo album. To My Friend is also on this album and really hits home the shock and grief he feels, especially with the lyrics promising to protect him. A track that stands out is Silence for Sungjae, as it is just silence. This album was re-released in 2020, and if you're looking to get a Deuce compilation album, Deuce Forever is arguably a better deal than Deuce Best. This one was not only approved and put together by Hyundo, it also had two CDs with more songs and included a few new songs dedicated to Sungjae.
After taking time to grieve, Lee Hyun-do's subsequent releases centered on love and quite a few hip-hop anthems. One of these albums was The New Classic and Don't Stop, which is a hip-hop album that featured artists such as Epic High, Verbal Jint, and Cho PD. A good portion of his discography has collaborations like these, and he even appeared on Show Me the Money. Interestingly, he also released a funk album called D.O. Funk, as he openly explored different types of black music. Additionally, he's also produced music for many artists over the years. One of his most famous songs was 3-4, which was given to his friends Luda. The group credits 3-4 as saving them after a plagiarism controversy caused the group to halt their activities and nearly led to their disbandment. Another artist he frequently produced music for is the now Voldmortified, that said in description, don't blame me, soloist Steve Yu, also known as Yu Sung-jun. Some of their signature collaborations being Passion, Bijon, often translated as vision, but its official Hanja title would be contextually translated as Spread My Wings, and Love Song. He also produced Mare Jo, Tell Me by Jinushon, Paris by Epic High, and Sarange, I Love You by Mighty Mouth. But Hyundo's producing doesn't stop there. In 2000, he gave the public a slight preview of a boy group he was producing by having the members join his performances for Pidio. The two members of the then incomplete lineup and a third guest rapper were featured on the track. Later, Hyundo officially added the guest rapper to the group and found a few more members to join the lineup and produce their heavily hip-hop, New Jack Swing-influenced album. The group eventually debuted in 2001 and became known as D-Bass.
Unfortunately, many K-pop fans, media outlets, and more have summed up Deuce as being only about Sungjae's death. Beyond the tragedy tourists, in recent years, the rise of true crime's popularity have also drawn many to spread spooky campfire-esque stories that dismiss Sungjae's life in favor of entertaining themselves. But at this point, I'm sure you, dear listener, already know that's not the whole story of Kim Sungjae, let alone Deuce. In 2013, Lee Hyun-do did an interview where he said, quote, I understand the interest in Kim Sung-jae, but it looks like you're digging into my wounds. My heart hurts, but I think I have an obligation to speak. Unquote. It's been 30 years since Deuce debuted, and yet their legacy is still strongly felt. They are considered as being pioneers of the hip-hop genre in Korea. From their hard work, they racked up many accomplishments as mentioned throughout this episode. Their influence on the music industry has affected artists from first gen to today. For example, H.O.T.'s Moon Hee-jun used a Deuce song to get a girl to like him. Kim Han-il credited Sungjae as the reason why she became an actress, as she was a huge fan of his. D.Va's Zini was a backup dancer for them pre-debut. H.O.T.'s Lee Jae-won mentioned Deuce by name in H.O.T.'s autobiography when talking about the artists he was influenced by. There have also been quite a few people called, quote-unquote, the second Deuce. Usually you'll see it with male duos, regardless of genre, but sometimes Lee Hyun-do declares them as such, with two examples being Tasty and One Punch, both of which I believe had disbanded.
Yes. It's like any time the media sees two guys together, like, is this the next Deuce? There have been some weird names over the years that people have attributed to it. Like, just reading through some of the articles, it's like, They have no nothing to do with Deuce. They don't sound anything like them. They're a ballad group. Like, there's a lot of that. Just like anytime that's like, oh, there's a subunit and there's two dudes. Are they going to be the next Deuce?
It might be.
It's kind of funny, actually, sometimes.
In 2002, In the Summer was listed as one of the best songs for the summer. And a year later, singer Soyeon did a remake of it on her album Stars in Your Heart. In 2007, the book One Love included Deuce in its history of hip-hop in Korea. In 2012, O2 Jam U added Lee Hyun Do's music and Deuce's to its game. And in 2013, a 20th anniversary album was released that featured covers by many well-known artists at the time, including Bumkey, Robljint, Ailee, and Sojin from Girls' Day. There were also Deuce-branded headphones released for the anniversary. From the first generation of K-pop idols onward, Deuce's music has been covered innumerable times over the years. However, the cover we want to highlight was a collaboration between MC Yoo Jae-suk, Lee Hyori, and Rain when they promoted as SSAK3 in 2020. Their cover of In the Summer did an excellent job of matching the tone of the original song and style of the original performers. The care they put into this cover was even applauded by Lee Hyun Do, who talked about it on his Instagram. And it prompted him to donate Deuce merchandise to The Berry Store, which auctions items donated by celebrities and uses the proceeds to help people in need.
Side note, when I was in Korea in 2020, I saw posters of them in stores that catered to older music. So they're still very much relevant, very much an icon. As Deuce has an official site and merchandise store, if you want to snag some merch for yourself, it's pretty easy to do. There was also a recent collab with Vans where their name and logo was on the shoes, and some came with vinyls signed by Lee Hyun Do. A number of celebrities snagged a pair, including Eum Jung Hwa, Woo Hyuk, Kangta, and Minzy from 21, which I didn't know she was a Deuce fan, so I was like, this is why you're my bias in 21. Lee Hyun Do revealed that it was a meaningful collab, as you'll remember from the beginning of this episode, it was the first brand Sungjae introduced him to. There's also a photo book that was released for Sungjae's birthday, and of course, there were snacks. Although it's been 30 years since Deuce debuted, we're sure plenty more will become fans of their work in the years to come. Lee Hyun Do and Kim Sungjae truly are legends in the history of Korean music. But that's it for today. JR, take it away.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, then please make sure to rate, subscribe, follow, tell your friends about us, and review us on Podchaser. If you want to interact with us or just see more of our content, then you can follow us on Twitter at @kpopsumbase or on our other social media platforms, which will be in the description. Also, don't forget that our next episode comes out on September 17th, 2023. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
안녕. Oh, you're still here? Well, congrats for staying to the end. As a thank you, I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you go to our Ko-fi right now, you'll see that we have started a new series called The Sunbae Files. It's a show that dives deeper into a topic presented during a main episode that has so much information it needs its own dedicated episode. As you're a saint and a scholar who listened to this entire episode, you probably have a lot of questions about Sungjae's death. Well, we did too. So, we made an episode to address why it's still a mystery and the impact it's had on several people. It's focused on the police investigation, the court battle, the media, and how Sungjae's loved ones were affected by this tragedy that is still being fought over to this day. To be upfront, this isn't trying to be a true crime show, so most of the graphic details are excluded from this episode. If this interests you, it's available on Ko-fi now. It costs $1 USD and includes the audio episode as well as the script with our sources. Considering the nature of this episode, we decided it would be best to make the main Deuce episode easily available, but put the Sungjae focused one behind a paywall to discourage people from skipping over learning about Sungjae when he was alive. We hope you understand why we felt like this and support our work to responsibly educate people about K-pop. I mean, you're already supporting us just by listening to this monologue, but we also hope you agree with our larger goal of making K-pop history and information more accessible to people who don't know Korean or don't have the time to dedicate to hunting down all this information themselves. We hope to see you there. 안녕!